Nearly 40% of the country is in a moderate to exceptional drought. Some droughts form slowly, one dry month after another, but others develop suddenly. And when that happens, farmers can find themselves without enough water in just a matter of days. As Molly Samuel of member station WABE reports, scientists are studying those fast-forming droughts to find better ways to detect them and to help farmers affected by them.
Murray Campbell grows peanuts and cotton on 1,200 acres of land in southwest Georgia.
Like I said, I've been farming 43 years.
He's driving around the farm in his pickup, and the cotton is just about to flower.
Next week, you could see cotton blooms, and the blooms are white in the morning. They pollinate about 11 o'clock, and by late that afternoon, they're turning pink.
Campbell's farm is mostly irrigated, and in this part of the county, the soil can hold on to some moisture. But he also farms in a sandier area down the road, a place where the soil doesn't hold on to moisture.
We have a saying that I've heard all my life, so I'm going to tell you what it is. We always say we're 3 days from a drought.
Meaning, if you even go 3 days without rain, the crops there will feel it, and farmers can find themselves heading into what's called a flash drought, a rapidly developing drought intensified either by high temperatures or by the lack of rain. John Christie is an atmospheric science professor at the University of Alabama at Huntsville. He says there was a flash drought in the southeast in 2016, and the U.S. Drought Monitor was slow to pick up on how quickly some crops were getting stressed.
Many of the counties here in the south did not qualify for federal assistance, even though literally the news on the ground was people were trucking in hay because the hay had not been able to develop, and farmers were in terrible situations as a result.
He says that spurred a research project with the goal of getting better at detecting and measuring flash droughts so they can give farmers more of a heads up about them and to help the federal government recognize them and provide assistance when farmers need it. The project has researchers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia using satellite data and in-the-ground soil moisture sensors.
So that's embedded here.
At the Stripling Irrigation Research Park in southwest Georgia, University of Georgia professor George Valitas points out a soil sensor planted in a peanut field. The sensor is mostly underground. It feeds moisture information into a radio transmitter, which sends it to a computer and up into the cloud.
Inside this conduit are the cables that communicate with the electronics package.
With a smartphone app, farmers can see when their crops need water. A lot of farmers already use similar tools, but Valita says for this flash drought project, his team is also designing models and maps to show when specific crops are affected.
You know, every week update those maps and say, okay, this is what we're seeing in terms of flash drought.
The research in this project will take another year. Farmer Murray Campbell says he's always expecting a flash drought to happen at some point.
I mean, what they call a flash drought now, I think my granddaddy would just call it, it's dry, it hadn't rained.
Like Campbell says, flash droughts are not a new phenomenon. But he says he does feel like he's seen weather patterns change here, with wet times getting wetter and dry times getting drier, which is in line with what the National Climate Assessment forecasts for the southeast.
I think you could probably find more and more farmers that would say, okay, yeah, I believe climate changes. Something's happening.
It might be tough to ever get weather forecasting to the point where a farmer like Murray Campbell can know if and when it'll rain at his farm on any given day. But continued research into flash drought could help him be better prepared for when it does dry up fast. Anyway, he says, if farming was easy, everybody would be doing it. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel.